USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain last hour, President Biden said no matter how much it costs, the United States will continue to finance the Ukraine war effort.
We are going to support Ukraine as long as it takes. Look at the impact that the war on Ukraine has had on Russia. They've had to renege on their national debt for the first time since the beginning, almost well over 100 years. They've lost 15 years of the gains they made in terms of their economy.
Inflation is rising at the fastest rate in decades as the Fed moves aggressively to contain it. Numbers released today by the government indicate prices for goods and services rose 0.6% last month, or 6.3% from the previous year. 2 months ago, the figures were 0.2% and 6.3% respectively. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
NATO is welcoming Sweden and Finland to the force. NATO's leader Jan Stoltenberg says we need to keep an eye on China.
China's not an adversary, but of course we need to take into account the consequences for our security. When we see China investing heavily in new military capabilities, long-range missiles, nuclear weapons.
A gun shop business is being sued in court for selling a gun that was used in a mass shooting.
The parents of a teenager wounded during a mass shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan are suing the shop that sold the handgun used to kill four students and injure six other people. The federal complaint filed on behalf of Matthew and Mary Mueller accuses Acme Shooting Goods LLC of negligently or unlawfully supplying the gun through a straw sale. Authorities have said James Crumbly bought the 9mm semi-automatic handgun used in the November 30th shooting as an early Christmas gift for his 15-year-old son, Ethan. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Massive manhunt is underway after two deputies were shot during a chase with a stolen car in Bibb County, Alabama, Wednesday afternoon. Bibb County DA Michael Jackson on WVTM 13 News.
But this happened in the Bradfield area in Bibb County on Highway 25. But he's armed and dangerous, so people in the area of Bibb, Shelby, Chilton, and Birmingham need to be careful and kind of stay in for a while.
As faith in the Democrat leadership wanes, inflation, border security, defund the police, gas prices, raging war in Europe, the complete failure and deadly Afghan withdrawal, Representative Beth Van Dyne, Republican from Texas, on Newsmax overnight said that the recent rumors circulating about another Hillary Clinton presidential run in 2024 shows that the Democrats are depleted.
Nobody is on their bench. Who else are they going to run? Where they're going to have somebody who's already run twice and lost. This is their best bet for trying to beat us in 2024. You've seen horrendous policies. I think it's also fairly, a strong statement against the current VP. That you've got Biden, who picked the VP, who can't even be considered a presidential candidate. But it's funny that Hillary wants to run again. I mean, between she and her husband, she was a New York senator. During this time, and if they have not had enough opportunity to ruin this country, I don't know how much more time that they need.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.